On FM, on DAB, and up to date on social media. We are Radio Newark.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking, and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Tonight, it's been an interesting year for the Newark Striders as the club widens its horizons. Chairwoman, chairman, chairperson. We'll find that one out a little bit later. Jackie Jackson explains all. We talk to the twins. And, of course, it's Tuesday, so we've got Graham's Striders report, with a difference, is here. So he's doing it live from Sport HQ. This is the renowned Radio Newark Sport, and these are some of the young names that made the headlines over the weekend. Long Bennington under-18s hit 9 at bottom of the table Glatwell to maintain their 4-point lead at the top of the Notts Youth League. Hat-tricks from Coben Reid and Isaac Corley, helping the goal difference along. Farndon Colts are keeping the pressure on Benno. Two Max Lockwood goals in 4 second-half minutes doing the damage and giving them a 2-0 victory at Manor FC. Newark Town under-18 shared 4 goals at Sandy Acre and dropped 2 points and 1 place in the table. Disappointment for RHP under-15 Saturday side. They travelled to Arnold Town hoping to build on last weekend's first victory of the season. It wasn't to be. They fell to a 5-1 defeat. Disappointment too for Newark Rugby Club's senior youth team on Friday evening with an 8-7 defeat at the Noisy Neighbours. Come on, boys. Alfie, stop laughing. We're fair to everybody here. Unless you're from Mansfield. Alfie Price lost the second close boxing match within a week. Listen to the words of Coach Dean Sugden. I have never seen a boxer like your opponent get hit so hard and fall backwards and not get a count in amateur boxing. And when you were on top towards the end of the third round, to be stopped by the referee and told to listen when everybody thought he was going to give a count. Shocking result, but a performance to be proud of. Good old Dean on the fence as ever. Listen to this one from one very proud radio host. Newark Rugby Club star Jess Weaver made her senior debut for Loughborough Lightning against Saracens. How good is that? Two personal bests for Newark Athletic Club members at Sheffield over the weekend, both in the pole vault. Luke Sayer jumping 3.1 metres and Laura Owens 2.6 metres. And a result from the Midlinks Youth League Under-15s Cup. This was RHP Sunday team. RHP Colts 30, Highcombe Tigers 0. Yes, you heard it right, 30. It's not good, Tony, in any sport if you put 30 past somebody, really, is it? Probably is in rugby, but, you know, in football, it's not good, is it?
No.
And, you know, you have to feel for the Highcombe lads. But you also have to say that Gary Atwood's lads obviously did a professional job.
Yeah, they did, by the sound of it, you know. That's I'm still getting over the fact you've invited Graham in, because I brought the cigars like normal. You know, when Graham comes in, does his 10 minutes, we get the cigars out and sit back. bit disappointed about that, actually.
This is the difference, Graham. He gets his cigars out, I listen intently. Ryan Atwood scored 8. You say it's Christmas coming up, can't get any dad's good books. And Alfie Price, 7. The cricket season starts, the first class cricket season starts on April the 11th. And the first match of the first season is Nottinghamshire v Yorkshire. Nice tasty one to start with.
Yes.
And that leads me into a piece of cricket news that you're going to be very interested in.
Yeah.
Paul Johnson is back in first class cricket, batting coach at Leicestershire. So pleased for him.
I'm delighted for him. I never found out what went off at Notts, but obviously Jono was very, very down when he was pushed out of the game, and I'm absolutely thrilled to bits for him that he's got back into a sport that is graced for so many years, and it fully deserves the job, and good luck to him. Wish him all the very, very best.
And by Jono's own admission on this show, He had some dark days.
Oh, yeah.
After he left Notts. And that's one of the subjects we're talking about tonight, is the Striders branch out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he did, and I'm not... I'm sure he wouldn't mind us talking about that, because, you know, he admitted himself, as he said on the show, and he went through some very dark times that you wouldn't wish on anybody, but, you know, it's such fantastic news. It must be like Christmas coming early for the lad.
Yes, it's... It sort of brightened up a dull day, hasn't it? It very, very much brightened up a dull day. Still to come, the Twins from the Sports Village. I wonder how cold and wet it is out there tonight. But I'm sure Lauren is going to tell us about that that personal best. Tony, I'm going to go back. Jess Weaver, senior debut, Loughborough Lightnings against Saracens. She come on as a substitute. But come on!
Well, you know, she's mingling amongst the greats now, isn't she?
She just...
Playing against Saris, good grief.
Eh? And I got a message to tell me, so I was...
Did
quite...
You?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not what you know, is it?
Exactly.
So you got this job.
Exactly again. Two new guests to Sport HQ, which come as a first surprise, because I thought they'd both been here before, but you've been. I knew you'd been, you see. It's Graham there. Two new guests to Sport HQ. And the first thing we've got to get ourselves sorted out with, am I talking to a chairperson, the chair, the chairman, the chairwoman, or simply the boss?
I don't think I'm the boss, but I don't mind being called chairman, chairperson. I think I've been called it all in the last year, but I haven't got... I don't take offence with chairman. It's just a name.
But nobody calls you boss?
No.
No. Well, we will then. Newark Striders are coming on leaps and bounds, it seems, to an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
And this year in particular, under your chairmanship, you or your committee or the club seem to have made a conscientious decision to be a running club plus.
Yeah, I don't think it was a conscious decision. I think we've had we've expanded in terms of members, so we've had to expand in terms of committee and the team that supports the members. So we've got a much bigger number of coaches, number on the committee, just to manage what's been going off. But we're getting a lot of ideas through from people, which, you know, if a good idea comes through, the committee are happy to run with it, which is what's happened a little bit this year.
Our very own Mr. Newark Striders is here, of course. Graham, your first time, so I can say welcome to Radio Newark.
Good evening.
You've got some facts and stats, as ever, about where Striders are at the moment. So before we go on to our first subject, where are Striders?
Well, in terms of the running, things are going from strength to strength, I think, really. We're training one less night a week now. We've dropped the Wednesday night training. And I think the training has benefited from that. We're getting bigger groups on Tuesday nights. And yeah, they're really, really well attended. So although I tend to concentrate on the... the race results and things on Tuesday nights, there's so much more going on in the club, and really the heart and soul and the life of the club is on the training evenings, really. So, in terms of the racing itself, going back to that, a few facts and figures, we've raced 11,500 miles or so this year so far up to the end of November. And
you're slipping here, because you normally know exactly to the mile.
It was actually 11,532.
That's it.
Yeah, so if you throw in sort of an estimate for park run as well, 30,500 to 4,000 miles of park running, around 15,000 miles or so.
That's more like the ground.
Yeah. And just to put it into perspective, really, 55 marathons we've run so far this year. It will probably be the total for the year, because I don't think anybody's doing any more. And that's 42 different runners. And I think about 20 of them, including myself, are running the first ever marathon. And we've been really supported by people like Jackie and other members of the club, Stacey, who we all know so well through the show, who are helping the new marathon runners and the new long-distance runners to achieve so many new things. And really, we've done so many races, 365 10K races, 246 half marathons within the club. And it's a significant number of the club members do participate in events, some more than others. But as I go back to where I started, the heart and the soul and the beating heart of the club is the training nights and the activities. And we have plenty of social activities as well. We will brush very quickly past the battle, the battle of the brains. We
you've lost.
Not mentioning the quiz.
Yeah. Andy Clark rigged it, and you lost.
Okay.
The only winner. There was only one winner, and the that was the Knots and Links Air Ambulance, of course.
That's what we say when we get beat.
Raised over £200 for charity on that night. It's very good.
I didn't get the wooden spoon this time, so that was good.
Excellent.
Talking a quick mention of Stacey, and Stacey's due back in for a probably fourth visit of the year sometime before Christmas. I mean, every guest that comes into the studio are special, and Tony has favourites. I don't have favourites. Tony has favourites, but you might know that you might have mentioned that Jess Weaver. But anyway, but in that same bracket is Stacey Atkins, because what she achieved at that Iron Man with the story that went with it was just beyond all belief, and was all. Every single sports person in Newark spent the whole of that Sunday just sitting, fingers crossed, with this iPads in front of us. Has she finished? She finished? And
One of the things that Jackie's done as chair is she's actually secured the film rights to the to the movie. So
I wish I'd thought of that, Graham.
Our first little subject is. Well, it's basically litter picking, but you've got a posh word for it.
Yes.
Now, when Graham mentioned this a couple of weeks ago on his report, while these mics was down and Graham was talking, somebody, no names mentioned, Tony Smith, said...
Athletic Wombles.
Athletic Wombles. Yeah. So, welcome back to the Athletic Wombles.
I like that.
Is my age away a bit?
Tell me what's the posh word first?
Plogging.
Plogging. That's the word I can never remember.
I think it's
plogging.
Sort of derived from picking and jogging combined, but I think it's a Scandinavian term, I believe, and that's where it came from. And one of our run leaders, Becky, came to me with the idea, probably summertime, I think it was. We've not managed to get her in the studio yet or on the radio. We have asked. She's reluctant to do it, but we'll get her at some point.
Sounds like a competition, Graham.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
But it was literally her idea. I'd seen it on the internet, as you do, and thought it might be a good idea, but Becky came and she's run with it, and we started in June, so... We sort of nicknamed ourselves the Orange Wombles, but I do like Athletic Wombles. That makes us sound like proper athletes. And it is a bit of fun, but it's community spirited. You don't
have copyright
to
on that, you know.
Oh yeah, not fault of that. You're not having the film rights.
I come from an age group when, remarkably enough, the council actually picked up litter.
Yeah,
but that doesn't seem to be the case. Anymore.
The council have been right behind us, really, with it.
Yeah.
They've supported us. They've collected the bags and given us the stuff, you know, equipment.
That's the serious side of this, because, I mean, it is okay, you know, going up picking, but you don't know what you're picking up.
No.
You don't know where it's been, and you probably don't know what it is.
No.
How have you sort of taken that one across to your members?
Well, obviously, we have to do the health and safety side of it, as you do with anything nowadays. So everybody who does the plug-in has got the high-vis vests on. Becky does a safety check of the route, and she liaises with the council to find the routes that they would like us to do as well. So they've got target areas. But you're right, you don't know what you're going to pick up. And I think the first time we did it, it was amazing. Some of the things that we found, from garden chairs... to half of a TV, and this was just around Balderton Lake.
Yeah. Somebody found a tin of tuna and then spent the next 2 weeks trying to decide, it's in a tin, I can probably eat it, it's probably safe, but no, put it in the black bag with all the rest of the stuff, you know.
It is like being the Wombles, because you know how they used to go and find something and think, oh, can we use this? Well, you know, you come out with an old umbrella or a red sock, and then the next week you're trying to find the other red sock. But there are some things that we don't pick up. We don't pick up broken bottles and things like that. You've got to be careful with what you're picking up. And we ended up with quite a lot of rubbish, I think, every time we've done it.
What do the average porter punter who's wandering around the streets make of you?
They probably think we're crazy. Yeah, I dare say. But
probably. But then I think they think, you know, if you're a non-runner and you see a runner out tonight, you'd probably think they were slightly crazy anyway.
Crazy in any case, yeah, exactly.
So. I think we're used to that bit. But
is it something that's here to stay, do you think?
I hope so. I think we've sort of shelved it a little bit over the winter because it's
so
too dark.
You can't.
And we can't do the routes. So we've sort of put it on hold. We tried it on a Sunday morning, which was okay. But we're getting into marathon season again now. So a lot of our members will be focusing on marathon running at the weekend and training. So I think we'll probably shelve it until the lights get a little bit lighter. But it is a great way to get into the running without having... Because you can stop... Well, you do stop-start, so you don't have to continuously run for half an hour. So I think when we've done the beginners, at the beginning of the year, it might flow nicely for them to join in and to be able to talk and have a run and a walk and a pick-up and get to know people and get into the club that way. So it's sort of more of a social side to the running as well, which is important.
Because it must... be difficult because you've got people that's never run before to people that are running marathons and you've got to, and the same for not fast, you know, we try and be fair on here. How do you accommodate everybody?
Well, we have a variety of sessions, so the sessions are all geared to different outcomes. So on a Monday, we have Mondays is always a very social run, so we don't really run further than 5k. Anybody can come along, and it tends to be, if people have raced at the weekend, as they do often, and Graham reports every week, it's nice to just come and stretch the legs out on a Monday and have a social run. Then on a Tuesday, we offer the more tailored sessions, so, but again, open to everybody, and if you tailor the sessions right, you can accommodate a wide variety of runners. So it's all about getting the session plans right, which the leaders are brilliant at.
And so, for example, if we're all running up and down Beacon Hill, then some people will be doing it faster, some people will maybe go up and down a few more times than others, but we're all doing it at the same place at the same time and seeing each other as we're going up and down and saying hi. And things like the plogging, they're ideal because it doesn't matter how fast a runner you are, we're all going around at the same time and talking about the things that are picking up and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's plenty of stuff that we do that sort of builds us as a club, as a cohort while we're running around. So we can't all keep up with Ian Bailey, but we certainly we can engineer some of our training routes so that we'll see each other on a regular basis as we're doing loops of a circuit or something.
Only you, Mr. Smith, could say Athletic Wombles and come out of it with credit. Unbelievable.
I just don't understand how they got the plogging bit.
He wasn't listening, it's Scandinavian.
Yeah, yeah. What do Scandinavians do? Plick things up.
Scandinavian, Swedish for picking litter up, is plogging. Don't you know you're Scandinavian?
No, not at all.
Stockholm.
I've seen some dodgy films, but not.
yeah. Oh, okay, time for an outbreak. Live to the Sports Village for the second week running. We're not doing bad here. And only one of the twins has braved the cold and the wet, and that's Tilly. Good evening, Tilly.
Good evening.
Is it cold and wet?
It's not actually raining. Oh. It's cold, but it's not wet.
It's not so bad for you then. Twin sister's gone pole vaulting and probably will let her off tonight because the story that you're going to tell involves twin sister. I'll leave it all to you.
So, first of all, we had a big well done to Tom Braithwaite for a huge 2.5 minute PB at the Doncaster 10K in his second ever 10K. And he did it in a time of 44 minutes and 1 second, which is brilliant for first year under 17 or second year under 15. I'm not sure which one. And for his dad as well, Lee Braithwaite, who did it in 40 minutes and 21 seconds. And then on Sunday, we had a great day at the Sheffield competition, which was an indoor open competition. There were some great performances in the quad kids, which was Zoe Smith, and she came second overall and had a really good 600-metre race, which she won. And then we had Josh, Ethan and Cameron, who also did great results and had great runs, but I'm not sure exactly their positions. And then there was Luke Say, who got a new PB and club record in the pole vault with 3.10 metres, which was really good for him. And then he got 7.74 seconds in the 60-metre sprint and 5.61 in the long jump, which is really close to his PB. And also well done to Lauren Owens in the pole vault. She got a new indoor PB of 2.60 metres in the pole vault.
Fantastic. What I you think she was very pleased when she got back home?
Yes, she was, yeah, because she'd not, an indoor competition is not normally for her, so to get nearly her PB was really good.
Yeah. Do pass our congratulations on to her when you catch up with her again. Oh, anything this weekend?
We've got the North Mid Cross Country on Saturday at Darb, at Hina, at Shipley Park, and I don't think there's any races for the younger ones. I think it's just the one.
There's no races for the younger one. She's old, isn't she? dear. One quick question then. How's the driving coming on?
It's all right. I've not driven very much recently because Dad seems to be busy every Tuesday at the moment. Like, today he had to go back to work to sign for him, so he didn't get to take the training. So it is coming along all right. I've been driving to Brunton still, so that's good.
So it's a coincidence that Dad's on overtime every Tuesday now, is it?
Yeah, he doesn't want me to drive with him. Yeah.
Brilliant, Tilly. Excellent. We'll catch up with you. We won't catch up with you next week because it's Sports Awards week. So we'll catch up with you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, that's fine.
2 weeks' time, and we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you again. So you'll be off to do the warm up with Stuart next week.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, I will be forgetting it as well. So
I'll pin your note to remind you at the weekend. But thank you very much, and pass on the congratulations to Lauren and to Luke if you see him.
I will do. He's just in front of me.
Excellent. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. I think I said it, Jackie, time and time again, that aren't we lucky in this town, not fast, Striders and Newark AC? I mean, haven't we got athletics covered?
Yeah, we've got some great clubs and some great runners, and it's been great this year because we've met with Newark AC and not fast with regards to the track as well. So we're all sort of working together, which is nice. It doesn't feel like we're competing against each other, which it perhaps has done in the past. We just feel like we're all pushing running for whoever wants to run, and there's three options really at the minute.
We've said this in the past, because if you go back long enough, there has been a bit of an atmosphere, shall we say, between the clubs. But now I don't know what's done. It's probably the half marathon that's brought everybody together and helped bring everybody together. But now there's three clubs that's got separate identities that love working together. Yeah. I just think it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's been really good this year. So we've had some really good meetings about the track and the way forward for us all. And we've been working with the England Athletics lady as well that represents this area. So we've had meetings. We've got things planned for the new year in terms of developing how all of the clubs can use the track, which for us is great because we've never run on a track before. We've never had a track to run on. I know Peter Davis has Peter Davis has done some track sessions earlier this year, which, you know, we're open to everybody, and we've got some sessions coming up through England Athletics to help us work out what to do on the track now we've got it. So it's going to be good for us all.
Have you been down to see it yet?
Only run past. I've not been down properly, but yeah, run past several times on the through the footpath you can get on the cycle track. So yeah, it's,
I mean, it's the very first ever raced took part last Tuesday night when Lauren ran 60 metres or whatever it was against Tilly live on the radio, which you know, was interesting to say the least. But that was the first ever race on then, and those two. But that, you know, at the end of the day, it's finally here, and it's finally here for those two and Joseph Monk and me, the Crispin, and any other of these youngsters that's now going to see what these three clubs can do, and they're going to come running to athletics, aren't they?
Hope so. I think getting youngsters involved is really key, but not just the youngsters. I think us older people can still get something out of the track, and a lot of our runners are really keen to, you know, still improve their times, whether they be, you know, the likes of Jan, who is, you know, always in the top half and certainly the top for Striders, but our middle runners as well, they're also doing really well and hitting PB after PB, and they're still keen to improve. So to be able to get on the track,
bit of track racing,
I think they're all quite excited.
Right, a few more headlines, and then, believe it or not, we're going to get a little bit serious. Mm-hmm.
Radcliffe Olympic have confirmed that shortly after Saturday's game against Wollaton, their first team manager, Rowley Downs, tenders his resignation. Reluctantly, it was accepted by the chairman, so Radcliffe in the market for a manager. It's always good to still be involved in cup competitions after Christmas. New York Rugby Club have an NLD semi-final to look forward to in February. They travel to the winners of the Stamford-Lincoln quarter-final, while Newark Flowserve play Renough in the last eight of the East Midlands League Cup at Lowfields. Another one scheduled for sometime around the end of January. And sticking with Newark Flowserve, they've climbed to third in the most goals scored by a Step 6 club in England. Plymouth Argyle Reserves, who I can never understand that one, 89, Longreach Town 76, and the Works 75.
This is Radio Newark Sport.
The second part of...
Can I just ask?
No.
I'm sorry for butting in, but I was on football duty. Who won? Lauren or Tilly?
It was a tie, the Twins.
Carry on.
It had to be a tie. There's only one phone. We spoke about the litter picking up, and I want to move on to the other big subject of what Striders have been covering, and just a little bit of a sort of as a run up to what I think mainly Tony will be talking to you about, is that in the past few weeks we've spoke to Sarah Robinson when she was with Mind. Mm-hmm. We've spoke to James Brincat Smith, who came out of the forces and had dark days. Mm-hmm. Last week we spoke to Nina Bradley. Now Nina is on the top of the world. She's Commonwealth boxing champion, and you'd think life is absolutely perfect. And she sat there and opened her heart last week. Mm-hmm. And told Tony the story about her sister with all her problems. And it's, you know, it's never that far away in any family, and I can vouch for that. It's never that far in any family, and until not so long ago, mental illness, mind, was a taboo subject, and nobody wanted to go anywhere near it. Now I think because of what is happening in sport, and sports opened the doors to it, and probably Prince Harry's got a lot to do with this. He's, yeah, you know, he has stood there and said, you know, hey, oh, I may have everything I want, but I've had dark days.
Yeah.
And because somebody like him can say it, it's opened up. And James, who when he came out of the forces, didn't know what to do from one day to the next, he's found powerlifting and he's got his life back. Mm. And there's numerous stories like that. The Striders have got themselves involved in this, and this is where I'm going to let you tell the story now and then let Tony hand it over. Can you take that one from Graham a moment?
Yep.
And Tony, can you take that one? So we're going to be set up for the next few minutes.
Yep.
Jackie, why, how, etc.?
I don't really know why. It just felt like something that as chair I wanted to do, and I'd seen through the England Athletics again that they were open to this, or opening up this run and talk, I don't know, not incentive, but it was just a scheme that they've got running, and I think they've had it running for a number of years. And I think, like you say, most people can relate to having had a dark day or a feeling of they need to talk to somebody. And I think again, the Prince has probably highlighted that actually it's okay to talk, and it's becoming a little bit more out there, and people are becoming more aware of mental health issues, and that it, you know, it's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to talk about not being okay. So when I saw it on the England Athletics, it was something I took to the committee and said, can we sign up to this? Is anybody interested in becoming a mental health champion? And I think I had put it out to all the members, and I had five people come straight back. I myself didn't put my name down. It's nice to be able to coordinate things, but sometimes you need other people to be able to run with things. So we had five come back and sign up to be mental health champions, and they've been putting together a strategy to take it forward, and to use running. I mean, it doesn't have to be running. It can be any sport. But for us as Striders, it's through running that we're encouraging people to talk. We're putting on events where, you know, there's the champions are there and they can signpost. They've all got training. They've had lots and lots of training thrown at them in terms of stuff to read and where to signpost. They're not counsellors, but they know they can listen and they can signpost people to the right sort of services should they need it, whether it's Mind. And I think it is run in conjunction with Mind, and we've put on events and raised money to support Newark Mind as well.
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, I mean, I'm delighted that mental awareness is now, you know, public, you know, it's actually come out in the public domain.
Mm.
And that before it was a case of, oh, come on, man up. What's up with you? Mm. You know, just thought it out a bit. And it's just, you know, the fact that people can now talk together about it, because that is the best cure, talking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you don't have to be an expert. You just sit down with somebody over a coffee or over 8 pints of bitter and you just sort of chat. And, yeah. And that's how you solve it. But it's, I mean, I go back 55 years when my mum went into what I'm not allowed to call a loony bin to this day, although the padded wallpaper was a bit of a clue. But, I mean, basically, you know, I lived with my cousins. I come from Bradford. I lived in Leeds for 2 years with my cousins from the age of 3 to the age of 5 because my mum couldn't cope with life.
Yeah.
And she went, in those days, to an institution. It never got any better. I mean, like, sort of, she had good days and bad days, but eventually ended up dying in a hospital.
Mm.
And, so I was introduced to it from a very early age. But I found that running just gives you, I mean, we talked with Nina on Wednesday night. Somewhere in the dark recesses of my mind, I came up with endorphins.
Yeah.
And the sort of positive things that you get from exercise.
Yeah.
And I used to do a heck of a lot of running. Did a 5K every night after work and done countless half marathons.
Yeah.
Done the London Marathon twice. And I used to love it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, my best time for a 5K is 17:01, which, you know, like, sort of is fast going.
Very good, yeah.
But then, because
that was the year, by the way, not the time.
Oh, okay.
But then, because I did so much of my, well, all of my running on concrete, it got to a stage where I could no longer do running.
Mm.
Because my knees became, I'm trying to think of a word that's not buggered on the radio, but basically well past their sell-by date. Because I could no longer use the running and the exercise, I turned to drinking. And as a journalist, I found out I was far better at drinking than I was at running.
I might try that. I might be better at drinking than running.
I don't recommend it. But because I was old and unable to sort of do things to overcome the sort of mental stresses and what have you, then basically I found that after a time the drinking didn't work either. And so 7 weeks ago, well, 48 days ago, not that I'm counting, 48 days ago I gave up drinking completely and then discovered that all my sort of worries and fears and sort of broken sleeping patterns disappeared completely.
Mm.
And now I sleep like a log, jump out of bed in the morning like Tigger, as opposed to sort of somebody who's got out of a wheelbarrow under a hedge.
Yeah.
And feel absolutely fantastic. And that is why, you know, I mean, if you just change some aspect of your life that is,
yeah,
you know, sort of holding you back, it can transform things. But the one thing is that you can do more than anything is just talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you find out that the people that you think most unlikely in the world to be having these sort of problems is the, you know, the bloke that you always thought the life and soul of the party. And then you sit down in a quiet moment and actually sort of get to know the person. You go, wow, I didn't realise that. What, you as well?
Mm.
And talking is just the key.
Yeah, and you do find that people have got similar experiences, or once you do start talking. I mean, I started running. I lost my nana, and she was a great rock in my life. And when she died, I was devastated.
Hmm.
And I'd never run before. I'd been quite fit and done the gym and all of that, but I'd never run. And it was, I just needed headspace. I needed to get out there. I needed my time to grieve and my time to deal with it. And so that's when I started running. So just over 10 years ago, and at that point, I signed up to the Great North Run, and I never run. I hated running at school. In fact, I used to, you know, have dodgy knees so I could not run at school. Did everything else, but just not running. And, you know, my cross-country teacher would be laughing if she thought I was chair of a running club now. But for me, I signed up for the Great North Run and didn't think I'd get in, and found out in February I'd got a place. So by the September, I'd got to run 13 miles. So I had to take it seriously. And I can remember my mum saying, we were at the Grove, and she said, you need to go out and run on the road. You can't keep doing it on the treadmill, because the North Run is not on a treadmill. And so I had to go out and brave the roads. But that can be quite scary when, you know, you think everybody's watching you. But I did it, and I've just done this last year was my 10th Great North Run and final one. I'm not going to go back again. I'm having a rest from it. But I've done 10 in memory of my nan, and that's what started me running. Yeah. And through running, I've made huge friendships and new friends. And, you know, it's become part of my life and my family's life through Striders. So it's good on that basis as well.
We say, if, you know, there's just one person to listening to this or listen to the podcast that sort of picks up a phone or goes running with Striders or goes to the rugby club or the football, gets involved in sport, then what myself and Tig has done is absolutely, you know, we'll say that's the job done. If anybody is listening to this and they want to come down to Striders, and not for one minute, Striders are going to teach you how to be a marathon runner in 6 weeks. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's all about. They just want you to be part of a family.
Mm. Yeah, and I think we do feel like part of a family, don't we, Graham? It is, you know, you can get as much or as little out of Striders as you want, or any running club. You know, it depends how much you put in. You know, anyone's welcome to come down, and, you know, if they want to run a marathon, then we can get them to a marathon, but I wouldn't encourage it within 6 weeks.
It's probably a good point to mention that in January we'll be starting the next iteration of Step Into Striders, which is our, you know, come along, go from, it's a bit, sort of couch to 5K programme, culminates in a park run in March, but part of the sort of, the reasons why we're encouraging people to start running this year is, you know, we're saying we've got mental health champions in the club, and, you know, run better, feel better physically and occasionally mentally as well. So it's part of, you know, the way that we're sort of pitching it this time round. We had an incredibly successful programme earlier in the year, and it really worked. People did step into Striders, they joined the club, they're continuing to run, and people have run 10Ks and perhaps even up to half marathons, certainly in training distances. So it's been really successful.
Because this is the other thing I like about both the orange and the yellow armies, is that it's more than a club. I'm going to talk to you towards the end, because I'm absolutely sure December's going to be full of something, partying of that nature. But it is more than a club, and friendships are made for life, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And it becomes part of your life as well. And even, you know, we joke about the orange and the yellow, but, you know, apart from the quiz, which we're obviously not mentioning because we didn't win, you know, we've had some good social times with cross clubs as well now. So it's sort of, and I think that park runs really helped with that. It's brought all the clubs together, and that's become a family. So, you know, we even have park run get-togethers now as well. So, and the junior park runs just even helped even more with that. I mean, I take my niece now on a Sunday morning to junior park run, and she'd never run before. She's just come back from New Zealand, so she was somebody that would, you know, she's 6 years old, she just likes watching the television, even though she's been living in New Zealand, you know, where it's the great outdoors. But to get her here and see her running and loving running and speaking to people, it's great for all ages, and, you know, the park run, and you become part of something bigger. And I think that belonging really helps with the mental health side of things as well. You know, whatever's gone on in the day, you can come home, put your running shoes on. Getting out the door's the hardest bit, especially in the dark and the cold and the wet. But once you get out there, there's a whole raft of other like-minded or crazy people pounding the streets and talking to each other.
It's not difficult to find the Striders. They're dressed in orange and they're running all over Newark almost every day of the week.
Pretty much.
How do you find the Striders? apart from that?
Well, you can contact us via Facebook. We've got a website. You can email us, or you can just come down to all of our training sessions are listed on our website. So you can come down and join us at any session. We always say, come down, try us, see if you like us. If you want to join us, then you're more than welcome.
Park Run, plenty of us there all the time.
It's as simple as that. Right, coming up next, the most comprehensive report we have of the week. Only this week, he's here to do it, so Tony can't sneak off and have a cigar. Okay, we're going now live to the phones. No, we're not. We're going live to the other side of the studio to Graham Welsh and the Striders Report. Graham, good evening.
Good evening, yeah.
I'll do what I always do. Away you go.
They used to say on the television, you say, the weekend starts here at 5 o'clock on a Friday. Well, the weekend starts at Saturday morning because we're brushing quickly past Friday with the Battle of the Brains. It slipped my mind who won that.
No. Who won the rounders, by the way?
Striders definitely won that, I remember that. I know that one,
So what went wrong on Friday?
Nothing. It was just a fair competition, and we were beaten fair and square by a better team on the night.
So Ernie didn't rig the questions?
Now then, there's a thought. No, Ernie did a fantastic job. But actually, the whole evening was really, really enjoyable. We had a great spirit, a bit of banter, as you might expect. It was a really good quiz. Only did a fantastic job of setting it, and we raised some money for charity. It was just great. Then on Saturday morning, we were all up at bright and early and over to Park Run. And as usual, we were sort of represented at a fair number of park runs. Loads of us at Newark, as you might expect. We had people at Rutland Water, Clumber Park and Gedlin as well. So that was Saturday. Then on to Sunday, it was into more sort of competitive racing. So starting off with the half marathons. The Hendersons, Noel and Nicole Henderson, they went over to Derbyshire to the Clown Half Marathon. Now, that's a fairly hilly course, says he who hasn't run it himself, but I'm reliably informed that it's a very hilly course and pretty challenging. So that said, we had some really good times. Noel completed the course in 1 hour, 37 minutes and 51 seconds, so that's a really good time on such a course. And Nicole got a PB, 2 hours, 18 and 28 seconds. And the PBs were tumbling up over the other side of the border in South Yorkshire at Doncaster. We had seven of us up there taking part in the 10K race in Doncaster, my hometown, as I might point out. Newark's the closest town to my heart these days, but it's my hometown, and I really enjoyed running there as well myself. But I wasn't the first rider to finish. That was, as you might expect, no surprises, Jan Bailey. He was 15th finisher out of 2,415 finishers, and he got a new PB. 34 minutes and 35 seconds for 10K. So well done, Jan, and well done, everybody else. Nige Driscoll, he completed the course in 44 minutes and 11 seconds, knocking more than 3 minutes off his PB. And I don't think it was a particularly fast course, but I think the Striders at the moment are just in really, really good running form. The training's paying off. Many of us are coming down off marathon training and training in hot summer weather, and the speed's just coming into our legs and getting some great results. I was the next one to finish. I got a PB, 47 minutes and 20 seconds. And Kate Driscoll, over four minutes off her PB, and under 50 minutes for the first time. So 48 minutes and 30 seconds for Kate. Stephen Tomlinson, again, he's been trying for a while to get under 50 minutes. His previous PB was 50 minutes and no seconds, and so he's been keen to get under that. He did it on Sunday. 49 minutes, 57 seconds for Tomo, so really well done there. Jenny Palmer had a strong race, an hour and 4 minutes and 17 seconds. And Anthea Moisey, another PB, 1 hour and 7 minutes and 9 seconds. And a quick mention for Harry, he's not a Strider, Nigel Driscoll's son, 17 and 37 minutes and 25 seconds. So he's a very good runner, and a PB for him as well. Meanwhile, back in Nottinghamshire, Clumber Park, with the Trust 10K, so that's a free event and a very enjoyable event, a 10K run at Clumber. And for the club, it was an outing for the mental health champions. So it was a run and talk event for the club. And we had 14 people, including the three mental health champions who were up there. And we had times ranging from 44 minutes to 1 hour and 13 minutes. But as you might expect, it wasn't all about sprinting around as fast as he can. It was a social, serious social and important event, and 14 striders were running at Clumber Park. So what's coming up then? Next weekend we've got the Skegness 10K, another sort of fast course, so people will be looking for BBs. Jackie's own personal best time is at Skegness, but I don't think you're going this year, are you?
No, I'm on a running movement course.
Okay.
So, running movement course, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Michael, yeah. A running movement, I thought running was movement, but never mind. Graham,
As well as Skegness, I also got the Edwin Stowe 10K. Again, I did that one last year. It's a really, really nice trail event. So it's Edwin Stowe and sort of Sherwood Forest. And a fantastic event that. And sad to miss it this year. But so that's what's been happening. And that's what's coming up.
Skeg Vegas on December the 2nd.
Mm.
No.
Around a caravan park as well.
I don't even
see the sea. That's why I'm not going back.
Right. What joy. I think I'd go to Edwin Stowe. At least I can see the trees.
Edwin Stowe's lovely.
So you're a Yorkshire lad then?
I am, yeah. Born and bred, yeah.
Another one here that never shuts up about it.
Although most of my family, to be fair, is North Knotts, sort of Worksop and Retford area, but I myself was a sort of... sort of went to school in Doncaster and sort of grew up in that area, but yeah, most of my family's North Knotts, and so I've been in Newark for many a year, and it's my heart's here now.
Good lad. Another of the Whippet Racing Flat Cap fraternity. Yeah, okay. But at least he doesn't go on about Yorkshire and Leeds and all that lot all the time like some people do around here. You've not got a mic, so you can't answer.
You wouldn't go on about Doncaster, no.
Oh. Right, moving swiftly on. Running movement.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the official title, but it's some movement and running course at Grantham that UK Athletics are putting on for local clubs. So I'm going along to that. I think it's one of three. There's another couple in the new year. Although one of them clashes with cross country, so I might have to make a call on that, whether I want to run in the mud or be indoors for that day.
Check the weather forecast
first.
Yeah,
that's what I think I'll do.
Yeah, I can understand this weekend, seminar, warm, indoors, tea, coffee, cake, or Skeg Vegas. Yeah, around the caravan park. Yeah. I'll go with you on that one. So 2018 then is obviously been very successful. We've championed the two of what you've been up to. What does next year hold for the Striders?
Well, as Graham already said, we always do our Step Into Striders in January. So that's for our complete, couch to 5K. We'll get you running 5K within the 12 weeks. So we've got that starting in January. We will also be starting Project Marathon 2019. We did it last year, Project Marathon 2018. Nice titles, but not really original, I suppose, but... It says.
Do you want me to sort of loan you Mr. Smith? Because if he's done athletic wobbles, then he can...
I mean, the idea behind the... As Graham said, we've had so many people run marathons this year. I think 42 individuals and 55 marathons across the year. Some people doing a number, including Stacey, as we mentioned earlier.
She did three.
She did three marathons in the end, including her Ironman marathon.
I've got such a soft spot for Stacey and that Ironman marathon, and the times that she comes in here, she has us all in tears, you know, either of laughter or sadness, and the time that last year's when it didn't work, it was terrible that night was when she. But she, I mean, this is the other thing we're talking about. Talking. She came in here and she didn't know who's listening, she doesn't know.
No.
And she came here and she talked about failure.
Yeah. Which I thought that was brave. About, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easy to come in and say, I've won, I'm great. But to come in and say, no, I failed.
Yeah.
It went wrong. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
That takes a little bit of guts.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It takes a lot, actually.
It's so nice for her to be able to come in now and talk about
and say,
success.
Yes!
And I can't believe she's going to do it again, but obviously.
She came along to the club night the Monday following that Sunday, and it's strange actually because weren't really expecting to see her there, and she came and She said a few words, and there's like a spontaneous round of applause. I don't think I've ever known a group of people be more pleased for one person. It was just a fantastic story. It's one of the high spots of the year, really.
It most certainly is. And she came here, didn't she? And she got the medal, and she got the Iron Man T-shirt, and the Iron Man hoodie, and the Iron Man trousers, and
she's still wearing them.
I don't think she's taken them off yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it shows that perseverance pays off, doesn't it? And that, and I think that's the thing with running. It doesn't come naturally or easy to a lot of people. Some people make it look like it comes easy, but it doesn't. Most of us have to work at it, and we have to keep working at it. And if you do, the results pay off. And I think that's what's happened this year. You know, we're seeing PB after PB this last weekend, and that's a lot of them coming off marathon training and training through the year and going out when it's cold. And, you know, I've got icicles hanging off my hair in January when I'm training, running, and doing that then builds that strength for the rest of the year, and it means you can run well at the end. So next year we've got the marathon training will start, and we'll see how many we can get through, because that's, you know, it's a marathon's not just about running 26 miles, it's the mental side of it as well. So we keep each other going on that basis.
Well, thank you for both coming in. Graham, thank you for every week. You can have a week off next week, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It's Sports Awards week, so you can have a week off next week. Jackie, thank you so much. And what you're both doing and what the Striders are doing, I mean, the litter picking is brilliant, but as where Tony and I really sort of go is what you're doing on what we've talked about since half past seven, because it's hard enough to talk about it. It's a lot harder to actually do something about it. And, you know, thank you very much for what you're doing there. It's absolutely brilliant. So we'll catch up with you both again soon, Graham. I'll be in contact when we get the self sorted out, but have a week off next week.
Thank you very much.
That was good, that, Mr. Smith.
A lot of people think that running clubs are a certain beast and it's not for them. But if you have been out with icicles hanging off your hair and then you're absolutely very tired at the end of it, and then you sit down and you have your shower or your bath or whatever, when you get out of that bath, you don't feel anything else but, well done, me. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you've done 10 yards in 4.5 days. Just go for it, and you'll feel a hell of a lot better than yourself, honestly.
There you go. Tomorrow night, moving on to tomorrow night, we have got one guest whole evening. We can talk to, not Fast Dave, of course, as well, because it's Wednesday, but one guest, Alan Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Jacko is coming in to talk about a cricket career which started, I am told, in 1976, would you believe?
19?
And I happen to know that. That's 42 years ago, and I know that because when I got married to her indoors.
Really?
Yes. There you go. I remembered that.
What a great year for sport, if not marriage.
No, I can remember that one. Forest drew 2-2 against Birmingham. It was the first day of the football season, because I got the dates wrong for the wedding.
Good to see Birmingham reserves having a run out there.
And she wouldn't change. So, Jacko's coming in tomorrow. We're going to talk about his illustrious... Because Jacko's one of the last of what I think is a dying breed. The football cricketer, the cricketer footballer. Mm. Chris Dobby's probably the last, but Jacko's certainly one of the last that are very good at both sports. Mm. And he always chose cricket over football. So we'll ask him about that tomorrow night. Another busy night. Thank you very much for our Striders friends coming in to see us. I'm going to leave you now in the most capable of hands, Mr. Stuart Preston, who is in a... what very much looks like a Christmas jumper, I'm afraid.
I thought it was camping out.
I'm glad the podcast is not live.